Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Jennifer Walter, W-A-L-T-E-R. Address is 1044 Southampton Drive, Chico, California, 95926, phone 530-966-5992. ID is XXX XXX7671. Date of birth is 9/10/1973, 49-year-old, married. Teacher, Biggs High School, Biggs Unified School District. Insurance is Anthem. Pharmacy is Costco, Chico, 530-342-8892. Is addressed to Dr. Abdullah, A-B-D-U-L-L-A-H, M, Aldori, capital A, small L, dash, capital D, W-A-I-R-I-M-D. Internal Medicine. Below that, just say Chico Medical Pediatrics and Express Care. Below that, 680 Cohasset Road, Chico, California, 95926-2213. Below that, 530-342-4395. Below that, 530-894-2325, parenthesis facts, in parenthesis. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of Parkinson's disease, subparagraph, previous history of evaluation and treatment at UC Davis Medical Center 4 years ago, subparagraph, currently taking carbidopa levodopa 25-100 milligram tablets three times a day, subparagraph, current complaints of wearing off phenomenon, and some symptoms of cognitive impairment. Dear Dr. Aldori, thank you for referring Jennifer Walter for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, as you are aware, she's been taking carbidopa levodopa 25-100 three times a day for the last 4 years with relatively good benefit. Subparagraph, she does give a history of wearing off phenomenon with the medicine only lasting for her approximately 2 hours in duration with the development of increased stiffness and tremor. New paragraph, she reports that she wakens up in the morning with a serious tremor for which she has to exercise vigorously to initiate mobility. New paragraph, she's not complaining of serious tremor during the day. New paragraph, current medications include, let's see, vertically, baclofen, 10 milligrams, AP hydrocodone, supply last year, ibuprofen, 600 milligrams, topical tretioin cream, estradiol patch, trazodone, 100 milligrams at bedtime, omeprazole, 40 milligrams daily release, delayed release, progesterone 200 milligrams, rosuvastatin 10 milligrams, alprazolam 0.25 milligrams. Subparagraph, active refills on the alprazolam medication. New paragraph, she gives an additional history of dysomnia with multiple nocturnal arousals and restlessness at night, for which she is not necessarily rested in the morning. New paragraph. Her clinical examination today discloses normal cranial nerve function. New paragraph, she demonstrates no motor activity or impairment. Subparagraph, there is no tremor at rest with intention or movement. New paragraph, I see no serious inducible neuromuscular rigidity on her current regimen today following her recent dosage. New paragraph. She gave an additional history an important additional history of spells of sudden loss of motor control. Subparagraph, these occur without warning. They are no precipitating or relieving factors. She cannot predict when they happen, but she nearly falls. New paragraph. In consideration of this clinical history and presentation, she does have a history of diagnosed Parkinson's disease with nocturnal restlessness and incomplete therapy. New paragraph. She has wearing off phenomenon during the day on her current carbidopa levodopa dosage, which by her report was supposed to be twice what she is currently taking. New paragraph. In consideration of this history and these findings, I am doing the following. Number one, I'm readjusting her carbidopa levodopa to 25/100 extended release to take 3 to 4 times a day. Number two, I'm initiating extended release carbidopa levodopa 5200 to take at bedtime to relieve morning stiffness and immobility, as well as possibly to improve her nocturnal restlessness. New paragraph. A trial of Horizon gabapentin, complementary to her recent treatment, will be provided as a trial to see if there is further improvement in restlessness / restless leg symptoms or her nocturnal pain, which she describes as occurring with neph stiffness but radicular on the right. New paragraph. Diagnostic testing will be completed, including high-resolution 3D neuroquantitative brain imaging for evaluation of her Parkinsonism and her history of cognitive impairment. Subparagraph. The cognitive impairment, of course, may be associated with her use of alprazolam. New paragraph. I will also obtain cervical MR imaging to exclude degenerative disease and a cervical radiculopathy on the right. New paragraph. Today, I've given her the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders Quality of Life questionnaires to complete for a more comprehensive assessment of her capacity. New paragraph. She will also complete the sleep disorders questionnaire for further evaluation should we need to do a home sleep test. New paragraph. Her medications have been filled today with handouts on the medication and a discussion of our recommendations. New paragraph. I'll plan on seeing her back for MedCheck follow-up in 1 month with the results of her testing and further recommendations, including okay, under recommendations, we also obtain a diagnostic electroencephalogram to exclude epilepsy as a contributing feature with her history of presentation and possible brain degeneration. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report when she returns.